Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Which is the Biblical Alternative. This is Pastor John Coleman in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. Remember that scripture in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 says, "Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account of the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and with reverence." Thank you so much for joining me for another webcast on this 18th day of June 2013. It's a Tuesday morning in Los Angeles. The morning clouds are being burnt off. Right now it's about 9:42 in the morning. Perfect time for me to get on my bike and start riding, and that's what I plan to do right after I finish the webcast today. But let's listen to some more.
He lives and grants me.
He grants me daily bread.
He lives and I shall conquer death.
He lives, so I shall conquer death.
He lives and while he lives I'll sing.
Well, that's what I believe in.
He lives my prophet, priest and king.
You know, I can't go too many days without extolling God. It's just impossible. I can't do it. I got to do it. Yeah. Just builds up all this energy in me and end it up.
He lives, all glory to his name. He lives, my Jesus, still the same. Oh, the sweet joy this sentence gives. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that my Redeemer lives.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I love it even until this day. I listen to music like that all the time, and I love it. Ah, Bob Bennett from an album called First Things First. And it's an old record. Yeah, it's old. What's the year on this? I can't see it. I think it's like 70 something or something or other. I don't know. I'm looking for it here. Oh, here we are. It has all this stuff here. 1979, yeah, 1979. Man, back in the day, we used to sing like that about God, you know. I was listening to an earlier webcast, I think it was back in the year 2012, when a young 15-year-old told me that he didn't believe in God. Tried to challenge me. You can find it on my site. Well, what's going on with you? I hope that you like the KKLA Part 1 and Part 2, the Father's Day radio program way back in the day. That was, way back, 1995, huh? 1995. It's when it was a very exciting time. It's when I had a lot of confidence and a lot of hopeful joy and expectations in the church. And I hope that you appreciated that. I have, hundreds of radio presentations that I can put up, but I'm sure you don't want to listen to me going on about that. You want to know what's happening today. Well, summer school started, and I'm excited about this semester. New students coming into the classroom, and I already have appointments set up, and meeting young, exciting minds that want to study philosophy with me and want to get into exchange. And that's important, to meet someone older that can talk them through things and to get them to understand life a little bit better. And so I'm happy about that. Looking forward to teaching this summer in ethics and taking some time to myself, and like I'm going to do today, go riding my bike. The Bible tells me in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evils. Money is not the root of all evil. It is the love of it. It is the loving, the craving of it, the lusting after money to get it. Yeah, let me compare this subject matter today with the subject matter of loneliness. You know, when we're human beings and we're very active in our lives, personally interacting with other people in our lives, that's a wonderful thing once you do that, because you get a chance to know the person where they are and to have that kind of exhilaration with another human being is something special. It's like having a partner or a mate. And everybody would like to have that. I had one for 34 years and I don't have one now. And I'm telling you, I miss that. It's wonderful to have that. It's wonderful to have someone that you can touch, that you can embrace, that you can physically be in contact with, emotionally be friends with. The church was supposed to be a loving group of individuals that provided that kind of transparency. I was pointing out to my ethics class last night that one of the fundamental reasons that I turned away from that organizational group is because they couldn't love. And I think this is a good opportunity than any to share with those of you that it's been coming to my website for a long time what some of my students wrote last night on love. That's why I'm saying that there's yet a few. You know, every semester when I start off a semester in philosophy in either class, it doesn't make any difference, I want my students to write down their definition of love. Since this is a summer session, here it is. It says, love is a unselfish act that does not seek its own, but seeks the betterment of others' needs. Man, that's great definition. Here's another one. Love is the unconditional affection for another human object, pet, or etc. It is putting others' needs ahead of your own. I like that. There's some hope in our country after all. Here's another one. In my opinion, love is something that is given to a particular thing, person, unconditionally. One should spread love, however, expect nothing in return. Oh, that's good. Who wrote that? Okay, a male wrote that. Here's one. Love is the act of care that is tangible. Love is a commodity that you are able to see. This is true. Here's another one. Love is unity. Love is whole. It is unconditional. It doesn't discriminate. Warm, caring, in more ways than one, an objective art that nurtures the human soul. I like that. I like that. I like that. Here's one, and it's very interesting. And he started to write it, and he scribbled it out. He says, a drug. That's all he says love is. Love is a drug. Here's one. What is love? I think love is how you show that you care. Okay, here's another one. Love is, what is love? Love is an emotional attachment that one human feels for another human thing, for another thing. I believe that it's what gives us the strength to do the right thing. Man, these guys are writing some great stuff here. I like that, Marco. Here's one called, what is love? I feel that love is a special bond that when you become one. Another one. What is love? Love is a feeling of utmost care and passion for something or someone. Something that you cherish and always wish well. Another one. My little Filipino friend says that love is treating everyone as you want to be treated. And in many circumstances, putting others before yourself. And Christopher's taken a class with me before. A young Filipino boy loves taking classes with me. And I love teaching him. And love Christopher. He's a nice Christian young lad. Nice young man. Here's one. What is love? I believe that the word love cannot be simply defined. Because there are many emotions to the different stages of love. For example, lustful love, agape love, and superficial love. Well, that's interesting. Here's another one. And you know, these are students of philosophy that are just coming into ethics, taking the introductory ethics level class with me. All right. According to my relationship with God, He is love, this person says. He is love. God is love. And through His love, we can love others. I like that. I like that. Don't you like that one? Here's another one. What is love? Love to me is an open-minded feeling of emotion. Love is you and how you act upon it. Love is kindness. I like that. Here's another one. Handwritten. So if I'm reading kind of choppy, it's because it's kind of difficult to read some handwriting when you've never read it before. That's why I ask them all to type their papers when they turn them in. Here's one. Love is a term used to show care and feeling towards another person. By care and feelings, I am talking about emotions and thoughts of how you look at the person. What is love? To me, it is an individual feeling that one human being can offer to another human being. There are many kinds of love, the love of a mother for her children, the love of a friend for another, and a love for a man to a woman, or vice versa. Whatever love is, it should be free. Here's one. Silvira says that love is caring for someone, something more than yourself. Being able to place someone as something before yourself. Here's another one. It says, what is love? Love is the choice to say yes. I will compromise and help and never judge you without faith. That's interesting. I like that. Here's one. Discussing love in an ethics class. How about that? Love is unconditional. Love is supporting someone. Anyone when that person is, I like that. Love is a word that today has become a flexible term to mean all kinds of things, from sincere feelings of appreciation to some kind of formal obligation to customs like you might find in families, extended families. All right, here's one. What is love? It's an emotion that transcends reason. It's never the same, and it's based upon deep understanding and respect. Oh, I like that. Who is this? I like that. That's thus far. That's the best one in the class thus far. How about this one? Love is sacrificing what you want and what you need without questioning someone else's well-being. Here's another one. Love is when you give all that you can, even if you have no guarantee that you will get anything in return. Love is acceptance. Here's another one. I believe that love means to accept and to care for things and to help in any way possible with no selfish intent. Here's another one from Mark. Mark says love is unconditionally doing things for someone that you wouldn't do for yourself. Love has no limits. It sees no limits. Love conquers all. You know, every time I give this question in the first day of my philosophy class, it so encourages me, because as I read over these definitions of these young people and not knowing to put the face with the name, it's just good to do this. Here's another one. Love is the ability to look at someone who has hurt you so badly that you thought you might die, and still to love them. I like that one. That rates high. I like that one. I need that. That's me. I like that. Here's another one. Love, in my opinion, is not an emotional feeling, but more of a commitment. For example, a relationship with a mother and a child is a commitment. All right? And the commitment is that the mother is going to raise the child no matter what. I see that. Here's another one. What is love? Love is a feeling that you have towards another individual. Loving someone means it unconditionally. You unconditionally care for the individual. Here's another one. What is love? Love is a mixture of respect, patience, and understanding. It is also something that you can give someone as one of the greatest gifts there is. I believe that. What is love? It says love is caring about someone that you... I can't read the word spend every moment with. There it is. Every moment? Oh, that has to be love. Here's a person. Ashley says that I believe love is when a human being is capable of making oneself and the people around them happy. That person must learn to be selfless. Morris says that love takes many forms, including a falling or act that is unconditional. And Cynthia says, what is love? Love is caring for one another, having respect for one another, and being there on time. Here's one says, to give without expectations, to believe in a person, to see the good in a person, to forgive. Here's another one says that love is an affection and emotion towards persons, environment, and things, or self. What is love? Here's the brother. He says, first the individual must love themselves, which transitions into loving anyone else. That's right, boy. That's right. I've learned how to do that. I love me first. I love me. I respect me. I'm gonna, you know, I think God wants me to do that first. Love me first. Then it'll work out. Love is giving all for another person, giving your life, all of your time. And diversing yourself. Love is for family, for the relationship. Wow, Sarah, that takes up a lot. Diversing yourself, okay. Ooh, here's one from Ms. Lopez. Love is being able to see the... I can't read the word, the something in all people. Love is being able to connect to other people, simply being human. Okay. So, it looks as if, yeah, I've gone through all of these. It's going to be a pretty good class this semester. Because, and the one that I like of all of the class is this one. It's an emotion that transcends reason. It's never the same. And it is based in deep understanding and respect. I like that one above all. Deep understanding. See, that's why the love of money is a root of all evil, because you cannot love mammon or money or finance. Because if you love money like that, you'll do anything to get it, to keep it. You kill for it. We need money because in this society, that's how we make it. We, with vibrato, constantly are questioning ourselves about our ability to make our lives happen. And I don't think that we can make our life happen without God making it happen in us. So we have to love God, and then in loving God, I guess I can give a definition of love now if I wanted to really think of one for today, June the 18th, 2013. What would I say that love is? Let me think. Love is when a person can be so transparent that they always do what makes the other person so fundamentally happy and free that they gain enjoyment out of doing it. And when the other person is happy and free, they respond back to it at all times with more of the same. Without any regard to time and space. And whenever that person comes in contact with that person or thing, they love it. That's what love is. I like that. What is love to you? That's very interesting. Hey, I want to thank you for the conversations that I've been having. Kudos to you in Arkansas. Thank you so much for that telephone call yesterday that I received from a young man that went to the church that I was pastoring and was there when the vet broke up. He's now about 33 to 35 years old, something like that. And he wants to be a philosophy professor. He's going to enter into the University of Arkansas, and he's going to study philosophy. He's already taken some classes. He's been following me on the internet for all those years. And I'm telling you, I was elated when I spoke with him yesterday, and I want to thank him personally, publicly, Gary Thomas, for having that conversation with me. It so blessed my heart. I also had a discussion this morning with Pastor Reamer, and I understand that Naeem Rashid is still listening to me on the website. Naeem, God bless you. I didn't know that you cared. No, I had basically assuredly given up on evangelicals. I really have. And some of the very people that I had no idea that still listen to me, I don't know why they listen to me, they know that I'm going to be very transparent, very fluid with my life. I'm not holding anything back. I'm telling you everything about me. I just want everybody to come out and tell me what they think about me. I'm looking for some Christian transparency here. If we can't be transparent with one another, if we can't do that, then we're going to put the love of money over all things in our lives. Have you ever read the second part of verse 10 of 1 Timothy chapter 6? It says, it is through the craving of this money that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced their hearts with many pangs or many sorrows. Christianity has become a rush for money to sell the good. They call it ministry, but it's not really ministry. It's love and the greed for money, because if it were not, they would take all of the monies that they're getting from their stuff and give it to people until the people could live for free. Excuse me. But we know better than that, don't we? That is not going to happen. It's amazing. Well, this is going to be a short webcast because I want to get on my bike and I want to go riding today. That's what I want to do. It's time for me to breathe the city morning air while it's still rather cool out there. And I want to take a long trip. So I need my heart exercise, and I'm going to do that now. So I'm going to cut this short, less than 30 minutes, and I shall be back maybe the next day with something more interesting to say. I want to thank you again, Gary, for the conversation, and for the young man at the college that spoke to me last night. We'll be talking on Monday. You should have gotten the email. Thank you for all of you that are concerned about me. I'm doing well. It's going to be a good summer, and I'm going to exercise. So I'm going to take care of a little bodily exercise, and I'll be back in a bit. Till that time, you stay in the Word.